Australia's stance on refugees and asylum seekers has been heavily criticised by the UN's leading human rights body in Geneva. During the almost four-hour session, more than 100 countries spoke out, many of them calling on Australia to immediately end the detention of children and offshore processing. Australian representatives defended the government's policies, saying they had discouraged people smuggling and saved countless lives at sea. Europe correspondent Lisa Miller reports.
The Human Rights Council scrutinises the record of countries every 4.5 years. This was Australia's second appearance and comes at a sensitive time as hundreds of thousands of migrants and refugees flood into Europe. Philip Ruddock, himself a former Minister for Immigration, sat and listened as allies and foes weighed in on Australia's stance towards asylum seekers. In all, 108 countries asked to speak. Norway.
Since Norway remains concerned about reported conditions for asylum seekers detained in offshore processing centres. Norway recommends that asylum seekers' claims are processed in accordance with the UN Refugee Convention.
Sweden.
According to the UNHCR, Australia is the only country in the world that uses offshore processing and mandatory detention of asylum seekers. Thank you, Mr. Vice President.
Germany.
To remove children and their families and other individuals at risk, in particular survivors of torture and trauma, from immigration detention centres.
And delegates from the United States and United Kingdom.
We encourage Australia to ensure humane treatment and respect for the human rights of asylum seekers, including those processed offshore in Papua New Guinea and Nauru.
Australian official Steve McGlynn told them there was a commitment to a managed and equitable system of migration.
Australia's border policies have been successful in severely damaging the insidious people smuggling trade and by extension have saved countless lives at sea. The ensuing substantial and sustained reduction in maritime ventures as a result of Australia's managed approach to migration has resulted in Australia being able to settle more refugees for our humanitarian programs.
And he said Australia was deeply concerned by the humanitarian crisis in Syria and Iraq.
The 12,000 additional resettlement places are a sign of Australia's commitment to play a significant role in global burden sharing in response to these crises. On a per capita basis, Australia offers more resettlement places than any other country in the world.
Philip Lynch, the director of the International Service for Human Rights, predicts this will have an impact on Australia's bid to win a seat on the Council from 2018.
Sweden rightly pointed out, notwithstanding the scale, the gravity of the issue in Europe as compared with Australia, Australia remains the only country with a policy of offshore processing and with a policy of mandatory immigration detention. And I think one of the things that the UPR showed up was Australian exceptionalism on what is a global human rights issue.
Australia did respond, saying it had saved countless lives at sea as it tried to encourage managed migration. How do you think that went down?
I think that argument or that position was fairly poorly received. It's notable that there was not a single bit of applause for Australia's refugee and asylum seeker policy.
Philip Lynch, the Director of International Service for Human Rights, ending Lisa Miller's report.